Establishment media outlets criticized for not covering North Carolina train stabbing. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 7, 2025. Several establishment media outlets were criticized for not covering a stabbing on a North Carolina train, which resulted in the death of a Ukrainian woman. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, Elon Musk, and the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, were among the people who criticized outlets such as NPR, CNN, The New York Times, and PBS for having zero stories on the deadly stabbing. As Breitbart News previously reported, DeCarlos Brown Jr., 34, was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after he allegedly stabbed 23-year-old Irina Zaritska in the throat as she was sitting in front of him on the Charlotte Light Rail on August 22. DeCarlos Brown Jr., 34, was reportedly arrested and charged with first-degree murder after Irina Zaritska, 23, was stabbed in the throat while riding the Charlotte Light Rail on August 22, according to WBTV News. Per the outlet, recently released video footage shows the moments leading up to and following the stabbing. In an edited video of the incident, Brown is seen sitting in a seat on the train prior to Zaritska entering the rail car and sitting down in front of him. One clip from the video reportedly shows Brown taking out a pocket knife, unfolding it, standing up, and gearing up to attack Zaritska. Brown reportedly stabbed Zaritska three times in the throat area before walking away. The corporate media is fundamentally corrupt, Cruz wrote in a post on X and dishonest. Zero, Musk wrote in a post on X. You don't hate the media enough, Bukele wrote in a post on X. The mainstream media is disgusting, Carrie Lake, the senior advisor to the U.S. Agency for Global Media, USAM, wrote in a post on X. Shouldn't the left care about this? One person asked. Ukraine? Check. Immigrant? Check. What's with the silence? This is a horrific story and yet the media is ignoring it because they don't like the truth that it reveals, another person wrote. This has to change. The truth should be the guiding principle for all news outlets. According to the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department, Brown has multiple arrests dating back to 2011, the New York Post reported. The outlet noted that court records show that Brown's record includes larceny, robbery with a dangerous weapon and communicating threats. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles, D., issued a statement thanking media partners and community members for not sharing or reposting the footage of the incident after the Charlotte Area Transit System, CATS, released video footage of the attack, WCNC News reported. The video of the heartbreaking attack that took Irina Zaritska's life is now public, Lyles said. I want to thank our media partners and community members who have chosen not to repost or share the footage out of respect for Irina's family.